Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 2nd of March, and I'm recording at 9:26 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, the bulls are still in charge here as far as stock markets are concerned, and we had some solid gains here today, so this rally is... there's no evidence that this rally is over, although we do have short-term overbought conditions here. But here's a tally of some impressive gains, starting with Japan, which was quiet yesterday, although up on the day. But the Nikkei 225 up a big 661 points, and that's up 4.11%. Now, in the whole China region, we had gains mostly of 4%, above 4%, and the two Hang Seng indices were just a little bit below 4% in terms of their gains overall. Elsewhere, all on the upside, but the bigger gainers, India, another good day, couple of percent higher, and... South Korea, which faltered yesterday, but is strong in here today. All these gains are comfortably above 1%, with over 4% at the top, led by China. Okay, looking at Europe, it was quieter. Europe had some big gains yesterday, but mostly to the plus side. It's easier to mention those that did not gain. The UK FTSE 100 was down less than a tenth of a percent. The Netherlands were down just over a tenth of a percent. And Sweden down just over half of a percentage point. Elsewhere, we had... pretty solid gains. Switzerland, Italy, Spain. Spain particularly strong, up 1.78%. Solid performance by the Euro Stoxx index. And then on to the U.S., which was lower in pre-market, lower most of the day. Seesawed a little bit in and out of gains, but ended with modest rally. Remember that had a big day. U.S. had a big day yesterday. But the Dow up a fifth of a percentage point, and the S&P a little below midpoint, a little below half a percentage gain. And the NASDAQ composite nearly a third of a percentage point. So modest gains here overall. And we had similarly modest gains for Canada. Mexico a little better, 0.9% to the upside. And Brazil 1.75 to the upside. Now, looking at the U.S. indices here, and the U.S. is such a big influence here in a number of respects in terms of its economic modest economic recovery that we're seeing, in terms of the strength of the U.S. dollar, in terms of the shallower bear market that it's experienced. And we have seen this steady rally push back up to the first really, really interesting levels now. And we are not far off a test of the downward sloping 200-day moving averages on indices. And with the S&P 500 index, I've mentioned a couple of times that we were not all that far off the 2000 level, or had a good shot at the 2000 level. The S&P 500 closed tonight at 1986, nearly 1986 and a half to the as its overall tally. So really less than about 13 and a half points below that 2000 level. It's almost touching the declining 200-day moving average, and a break above that 2000 level, I think would be psychologically significant for the market. I think that would press people. Now, similar moves, the NASDAQ 100 index is also very close to its declining 200-day moving average. Those are, of course, potential resistance points, but the strength that we've seen recently has been impressive. And the NASDAQ Composite Index, just getting slightly further below that same level. Also, the Transports Index, within striking distance of its 200-day moving average, ditto the Dow. So this is going to be an interesting test, quite possibly on Thursday and Friday. But between now and the end of next week, we should have a good idea of whether we're going to get further strength to the upside, which would provide further evidence that we had seen important lows and that, again, last month's lows, and that this was going to remain a shallow bear market, but likely to see some further sideways ranging. I think that's the prospect. And but we'll let the markets actually show us. We do have short-term overbought conditions on all of those U.S. indices. Now, you can see those in the stochastic indicators in the chart library. And when you get those short-term overbought conditions, they can hold for oversold conditions. They can hold for several weeks when you get a strong move in either direction. And again, it would be impressive to see some further near-term gains by these U.S. indices against that background of overbought short-term indicators. The point is that investors' newly restored confidence is not wilting at the first possible hurdle. In other words, they've been gathering confidence here, and I think we know how short the market was. We know how bearish sentiment was if you go back just a month, and that's what's fueling the rally. Short covering, then leading on to some bargain hunting, and a reversal of that partial reversal of that extremely bearish sentiment. Now, sentiment is still somewhat cautious, as we can see from the bond yields, U.S. 10-year bond yields, that although the levels pushed a little bit higher in here today, and I'll give you the exact figure. When I looked, this is post-close, but they go on trading after hours, but the U.S. 10-year yield was 1.835, and as I said yesterday, it's got a little bassy look to it here on the weekly chart. I would expect further gains. And the VIX index slipped to 16.91. Now, that's still a nervous level here, but becoming less so with each step down, and it stepped down sharply in the last couple of days. And looking at the dollar, this is, in my opinion, the biggest concern overall. A lot of people look at the U.S. economy, and if I keep stressing this or emphasizing this, it's because it's so big, so influential here, that if the U.S. economy remains steady, well, that's going to help a lot of other markets. Conversely, if the U.S. economy were to roll over and go back down and take out its February lows, well, that would be a serious bear market for most of the world. But that's not happening. We're pushing to the upside in here still, and it'll take some clear downward dynamics to check the momentum that has been established here so far. But the big tests are at hand, so it'll be very, very Interesting, needless to say. Now, my concern is, oh yes, I was talking about that soft global economy that a lot of people have been talking about, but the US has a lot going for it, and not least in its big technology lead that I've mentioned on so many occasions, and also that technology lead has led to the independence, the energy independence, I should say, when the US actually needs that energy independence, which is any time when energy prices are starting to push higher, the US can turn on the taps and produce its own energy. So that's a very strong, enviable position to have, and it's a tribute to that that technology overall. Now, other markets around the globe are doing are also clearly participating in this rally, and that's good news. And the commodity performances are really encouraging here as well. But let me go back and pick up a couple of currencies here, starting with the dollar index. And that's actually down a little bit in here today. That's good news, but it's still at a high level of 98.18. Why is it down today? Well, I wouldn't be at all the least a bit surprised if we had a little bit of intervention taking part by the U.S. Treasury on behalf of the Fed. And if they're not intervening, they've done it before, and so buyers of dollars will be a little bit wary up here. It's well within the capability of the Treasury and the Fed to keep the hold this dollar in check by going in and selling it surreptitiously. Of course, they're not going to telegraph this move; that would be very stupid. But they can deter purchases of the of the US dollar at its higher levels. And also, we're getting some very bombed out currencies that are starting to, well, are continuing to recover. Have a good look at the Indonesian rupiah as an example. I think Owen might have posted that here today, but you can find it in the library easily enough if you want to see it. It had been exceptionally weak, and then reversed, and with that classic V bottom right hand extension type of reversal pattern. Okay, and looking at the euro soft here, well, it's eased a little bit, 1.0865, and sterling's been firmer. 1.4076, and the Australian dollar firmer here as well, helped by these industrial metals which are pushing higher, and that's up to 0.7293. That's the best we've seen it for a while. Now, looking at the commodity markets in general, crude oil was weaker pre-market, but managed to achieve some further gains in here today. The Brent crude is trading after hours here at $37.09, and that's up 28 cents. And the WTI is at $34.80. That's up 40%. Precious metals are steady. Palladium, which had a very good day yesterday, it's only up 85 cents, but that's at $518. Copper, gosh, I mentioned industrial metals. It improved today. Copper strong, up 4.5 cents. Silver up 22 cents to $14.98. And it's been up as high as I think it was, I think it actually just 1504, 1505, it looks like on the upside. I thought it was higher earlier in the day. We also see platinum, if I find it, just up a tiny bit, 90, $936 and change. Gold bullion up almost $8 at $1,240. Gold has been leading in here, and we really do need to see that that pick up. We need to see silver pick up in terms of the relative strength. Silver has rallied, but gold definitely leading. If this rally in precious metals really has legs, then we would want to see silver pick up the leadership before long on the upside, because again, silver is high beta gold, so it should outperform in both directions. If it doesn't do that, it's because this has been too much of a fear rally in precious metals. But they're steady here overall, and with those negative interest rates that we see, a lot of money trapped in negative interest rates, that's tempting. The lure of precious metals is a little bit more tempting against that background. And agricultural commodities, mostly steadier in here today. White sugar is one of the stronger ones. And grains and beans, though, they're a little bit higher in here today as well. Now, did I mention? I don't think I did. I didn't mention why was stock market confidence stronger in here today, other than a little bit of a momentum rally. One positive note on the U.S., 7 of the Fed's 12 regional districts characterize the economy as growing moderately or at a modest pace or growing slightly, according to the central bank's Beige Book in her economic survey published 8 times a year. It is a recovery, and that's good news for the global economy overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.